Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
So we can't beat, beat!
We can't beat, beat!
Boom, beat, beat!
What's that? It's game time!
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mike Florio joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Always a delight to talk to Mike Florio. Michael, good morning. How are you?
You know what's amazing? How much happens in the course of a week? Like, since the last time you guys and I had a conversation, there was no significance attached to the phrase, they're eating dogs. None whatsoever.
Wow.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's so hard to believe.
That's a season ago. Every week is a season into itself.
They're eating dogs.
Yes, it is, in more ways than one. And thankfully, 7 weeks from now, it'll all be ending or probably just beginning.
Well, what's just beginning in Philadelphia this morning, I think, is Nick Sirianni experiencing life on the hot seat. How hot is it, Mike? Because last night, you could make the argument easily that Nick Sirianni cost him that football game.
Yeah, this was bizarre. And especially after the game, I couldn't tell whether he was trying to deflect blame to Kellen Moore or what he was doing. He said, and then he stopped himself and he said, the decision to throw the ball on 3rd and 3, less than 2 minutes from the Atlanta 10. It really was a stunner. Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, and Matt Ryan were on the alternate broadcast losing their minds. It just makes no sense. Keep the clock running. That is your primary objective in that situation. And you could have done the quarterback push play twice and gained 3 yards. It was amazing. And it's what happens when coaches outsmart themselves. They want to impress everybody. And you don't have mechanisms in place. Devin McCourty explained today how it worked in New England, where Ernie Adams had a constant pipeline to Bill Belichick and would always have that game situation in mind. And before you even get to the point where Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator, calls a pass, he knows not to call a pass. Everybody knows what we're doing here. Above all else, we are keeping the clock moving. And this idea that they were junking up the middle of the defense, so they decided to throw the pass outside, you never get to that point because the strategy is do everything possible to run the clock out, whether you get a first down or whether you don't. If you don't get a first down, They got the ball with less than a minute inside their own 10, and they need a field goal to force overtime. Instead, you handed them the ball with 70 yards to go, more than a minute and a half to play, and a touchdown wins it. And then they came out and played like prevent weird, no pressure defense and let them go right down the field. It was amazing. And I think the problem is the Eagles thought they'd won the game. And once they realized it was in doubt, they could not start the engine up again.
I got to tell you, it's tough to talk about offensive football here in Chicago because it's been offensive, but it hasn't been very good. And I don't know if Caleb Williams has a chance here because the offensive line has been under siege since this guy started the season. And, you know, everyone's looking at the numbers. Everyone's wondering when it's going to get better. But it's not going to get much better unless they start running the ball and start keeping people from blitzing.
Yeah, the rushing numbers were just downright depressing. Both DeAndre Swift and Khalil Herbert were under 2 yards per carry. You can't not run the ball. Look at what all the teams are doing successfully. It's like 1970s statistics when you look at the box scores. 200 passing yards in a game is now impressive. It's really strange to see this early season pendulum swing back to kind of old school run the ball. And if you can't do it, you got no chance to have a passing game that operates at a high level. Because Caleb Williams, when you watch the plays, it looks like he was at USC, constantly under siege, constantly under duress. You can't deliver. And that's where he's not Patrick Mahomes. Because Mahomes, for the most part, can find a way to still make magic happen if he's being chased and has to elude people. Caleb's not there yet, and you got to give him better protection. That was the key last night. And this is the thing about offensive line. When they do their job well, they don't get noticed. It's only when they're not doing their job that they get noticed and called out. The Atlanta offensive line on that last drive last night was spectacular in giving Kirk Cousins time to throw the ball. Without that, they don't drive down the field. They don't win that game.
A lot of coaches we can be critical of, as we already were with Sirianni, but I've looked at the opposite end of the spectrum with Matt LaFleur. What he was able to do with Malik Willis, what he was able to do in grasping the obvious and running the football, has to be commended. How good can the Packers be? Are they going to be okay until Jordan Love comes back?
Every win they get while Jordan Love is out is money in the bank. You lose your starting quarterback, you're supposed to have no chance, especially when the guy who's the next man up just arrived a few weeks ago. Everybody wrote them off. I was stunned last week when I saw that the Colts were favored to win at Lambeau Field, because I didn't see anything from the Colts in week one that made me think they could go to this historic place and beat a Packers team that has the pieces for a Super Bowl run. Yeah, the quarterback's injured, but that's the hallmark of a great team. They can still find ways to win without their starting quarterback. And I don't bet, because over the long haul, you can't win. But, man, I felt really good about the Packers winning that game, especially as three-point underdogs. And it should have been worse than the final score. They were about to score another touchdown. Josh Jacobs fumbled. It was going to be 17-0. It would have been a backbreaker, and it would have been very ugly for the Colts. So, yeah, the Packers just keep winning without Jordan Love, let him get to 100%, and then turn on the gas, fire up the engines, and make your push for the playoffs.
So they start the season 0-2, losing to the Texans, and then obviously the Packers. Why are they favored over the Bears? Why are they a 1.5 favorite over Chicago?
Wait, who's favored, the Packers or the Bears?
The Colts are favored over the Bears.
Oh, the Colts. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Colts are 0-2. I'm sorry. I got confused there. I don't. There's this fascination with Anthony Richardson, and I was saying earlier today, he's like an amusement park ride where, you know, if you're a Colts fan, at some point you want to get off, but there's chills and spills and thrills, but the bad arguably outweighs the good. For every great play, there's something where you're like, what the hell? This guy's an NFL quarterback. And Bill Walsh would always say, this was something Peter King taught me, Bill Walsh would always say, if I see a guy do something once, I can get him to do it all the time. They need someone like Bill Walsh to get Anthony Richardson to do the great things he can do on a regular basis and not make the mistakes. But yeah, just it's odd to see the Colts have so much faith of gamblers and who knows why, who knows how. But I haven't been impressed yet with the Colts because there's too much of an erratic nature to their quarterback play.
Totally agree. Great stuff, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
That is Mike Florio. We should have congratulated him on the start of the season for Minnesota.
Well, they are undefeated, teams. But West Virginia lost over the weekend, so that kind of balances out his glee.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't think I didn't say West
Vikings Virginia. Vikings at 2-0. You're right. How much are they celebrating? You know what? We talk about great coaching moves or in the first 2 weeks. Kevin O'Connell working with Sam Darnold and Brian Flores pushing the right buttons for that defense. Vikings could be dangerous.
As Olin reminded us yesterday, Irish-American coach.
That wasn't Olin. He did.
Okay.
That was you.
One of us.
Yeah. I get you guys confused all the time, though.
I get us confused, too. We got Jared Payton next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.